Boys in the Afternoon. This is the Mario Solis Merritt Show on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760. Welcome and thank you for joining me on Mario's show. It's 303-713-7600. Listen, I'm not against oil companies existing, but I would only invest in them that are also investing in wind energy and solar and geothermal. I really don't want to hear it. I think oil is so last century. Bye-bye. It's sort of like the New Yorker cartoon was so... Here's what was wrong with it. They are very sophisticated. They are very droll. They are very subtle. And this one was so blatant, so broad, and so goose-steppy that it didn't work. It didn't work, partially because it wasn't truthful. Now, when you see things like Obama Quest, that's funny, because that's based on his brilliance, his perceived arrogance. You know, that's intelligent because it's true. The other stuff, not funny because not true. And whenever you do that, it just doesn't work as comedy, because comedy is based on the truth, exaggerated. Mark in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. And I think I stole that from Danny Simon's brother. Anyway, go ahead.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
I have called Mario's show before on the oil drilling thing. I have a brother that works in the oil industry.
Oh, full disclosure, I have a very close cousin who works for Kellogg Brown and Root. Go ahead.
He talks about to my father, who's a Republican and is all about the drilling, and kind of blasts holes in his theories all the time. The first is, if you Google the Naval Petroleum Reserve, which is off of the coast of Alaska, there are platforms right now in that area that are capped. They don't even have to drill. They already have capped oil, and then they cap them. So if they wanted to, they wouldn't even have to bother drilling. They could just uncap them and begin pumping. Further, the idea of drilling, you're not going to see any results from drilling for at least 10 years if everything goes right. Assuming that you find an area that geologically you believe is going to produce oil at the bottom of the ocean,
mm-hmm.
You then begin the process of winding this through all the departments in the various
It can be a bureaucratic nightmare, sure.
Correct, because, of course, it has to go through structural engineering, oceanic research, all of these sorts of departments to determine, can we put a well there?
Sure.
Then they begin the process, they build the platform, so on and so forth, and assuming that you hit oil right away, which you don't always do.
Oh, no,
maybe,
that's where the phrase dry well came
years,
from.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe in about 10 years, you can, you know, get the oil going. Maybe sooner, but, you know, my brother estimates about 8 to 10 years. So
yeah.
It's not going to help us at all.
No. I think they're manipulating the stock prices to go down to make it look better for the Republicans in November.
Yeah, he then talks about that. If you look at supply versus demand, the oil companies are carefully matching supply versus demand, and he knows this because, again, he works in the industry and he knows the capacity of these refineries.
Yeah.
And they are actually not running at, everybody's saying they're not running at maximum capacity. They're running at under capacity. The reason you can see that is because you whenever you see a rise in demand, supply matches it. If
amazing,
you had
isn't
an
it?
Actual shortage,
I know.
Yeah, if you had an actual shortage, when demand rose, you'd suddenly have long lines at the gas. You'd have, gasoline or gas pumps, saying we have no gas, that kind of thing.
Thank you very much. One more quick point, and then, I think you're gone. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. Jason in Thornton, thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good afternoon. It's 6:10.
I just wanted to... you're talking about how the offshore drilling issue and the oil issue is affecting Obama and McCain and the relationship there between who's leading, right?
Yes. Well, other callers have been bringing it up as a speculative reason about why Obama's falling a little bit in some battleground states.
Well, here's the main thing. Here's the reason why. Generally, people in Colorado are reasonable, and one of the things that the liberals are not and haven't been over the course of the last 20 years is to be reasonable. Part of, and I'm going to link this to the drilling.
Is that why we have a governor who's a Democrat, a mayor who's a Democrat, leaders in the House and Senate that are Democrats, who are eminently sensible and reasonable?
I wouldn't say eminently sensible and reasonable at all. I mean, you're just talking about Ritter, and I'll tell you why.
Right.
The first thing that Ritter wants to do is raise the taxes, and you have the middle class and under middle class that, and a lot of Democrats saying, hey, we need help. We need cheaper electricity, cheaper energy. And what's the first thing that Ritter's going to do is increase the tax burden on his own constituency. I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all. So
I
wouldn't call him eminently
the Republican reasonable. Republican did that too, and you have a very fine city and public transportation, thank God, in part because of him. This is why people don't like offshore drilling, just so that you know. Read the article in the business section of the Denver Post, which is actually from the Houston Chronicle. Union Oil Well, California Coast, 1969, 80,000 barrels of crude in the Santa Barbara Channel. You know, that's why people in part are against this. Exxon's big oil spill in Alaska, which, by the way, still isn't clean, still defiles birds and wildlife, and still ruins the environment. So, you know what? Oil well drilling is going to go the way of the dodo. It's dumb. Old century. It's bye-bye, gotta go. If we really wanted to be smart, and we really, really, really wanted to protect our position in the world and go for energy, we would join Brazil, Denmark, some other countries in becoming one of the leaders in green energy. We would do it now. We would concentrate on spending those billions of dollars. And by the way, I tax the oil companies to help rebuild our infrastructure, because they certainly take advantage of it all the time. They take advantage of our railroads. They take advantage of our shipping lanes. They take advantage of our highways, and they don't pay jack. You know what? I think it's time for them to fork over. You're right. They should be taxed. Thanks for the idea. No, I mean, go ahead. Don't cut him off, Jason. Is Jason still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Go ahead. You have your piece now. Say it.
Well, I don't disagree with the whole green energy thing, and I don't think any reasonable person does. But the problem is we have to live with partially. I mean, we have to look forward to that, but we have to live with what we've got going on right now. And that, unfortunately, is oil.
And
now,
you really think that offshore drilling is the answer? Why? Because it's going to take 8 to 10 years.
I don't think just offshore. I think offshore, on water, and I think everything in our backyard. I don't think it's unreasonable.
Excellent.
Yeah, we have oil spills like Exxon Valdez and those things. But
have you ever seen an oil spill? Have you been to Florida lately and gotten some of the oil on your feet that's still coming up from World War II tankers and ships that sank off?
No, I agree that it can be a mess when it's misused.
Excuse me. I say the oil that still sticks to your feet on the west coast of Florida. That's one reason why you won't see oil drilling off the coast of Florida either, is because when you go to the beaches in Florida, you have to wash your feet with a special kind of soap, because tar and oil from World War II sticks to your feet.
Okay, well, that's fine, but let me ask you, are you driving a car right now that's fueled by hydrogen or electricity or water, or are you driving it lubricated and fueled by petroleum?
When I have any dough to speak of, you know, right now I'm conservatively watching my savings. I have an 11-year-old car, but I get its oil changed right when it's supposed to. I keep it as clean as I can. I take the bus often. I walk pretty much everywhere in my neighborhood. My car is, I got it at Ralph Schomp in 1997. It has 56,000 miles on it. I'm not your problem.
I realize you're not the problem, but guess what? The other 4 million people just in Colorado
the day I can afford an electric car, I will.
They're not taking public transportation. You don't have 4 million drivers taking public transportation.
Well, if I were in Colorado, and I had light rail, I would be taking it.
Yeah, but the problem is light rail doesn't service 90% of the commuters in Colorado.
Part
it serves
the
I-25 corridor and doesn't even go up 36.
Because they allowed people to spread out in a way that wasn't sane. I understand. But if you go up to Vancouver, have you ever been to Vancouver, B.C.?
Yeah, at the Stanley Aquarium.
Have you taken the SkyTrain?
No.
Okay, if you go up there again, take the SkyTrain, because you'll see how growth can be coupled with a clean transportation system that works to make a city incredibly livable, one of the most walker-friendly cities in North America, and second only in population density to New York, and is sane, quiet, pretty cool, and sophisticated, and wonderful, and has ferries, sky trains. Yes, they pay taxes, but they get so much bang for their buck.
There's no balance with the liberals on this.
Yes,
I agree.
Is.
There isn't, and I'll tell you why. Because they just flat out say, okay, let's not drill in Anwar. Let's not do offshore drilling.
No, because you don't
let's
have to. Drill at the leases they already have on federal lands. Go for it, dude. They just don't want to. You know why? Because they can't make as much easy money that way. Well, you know what? Work a little harder. Invest
your money. But what do you
mean
that they don't want
to? Wait, excuse me. Do you know how Richard Nixon got people to put scrubbers on sulfur dioxide, which was killing the rivers and lakes in the late 1960s and the early 1970s. Do you know how they did it? They did it through government regulation. Do you think that the public power companies or anybody else would have invented the scrubbers that were necessary to eliminate sulfur dioxide out of the fuel if they didn't have to? No, they would have cheerfully rained acid rain on the entire eastern seaboard and most of the west coast if they could have possibly helped it. Why? Because they take the easy okey-doke. Business
well,
if they let, wait, if you let them get away with it, they will take the easy okey-doke, be damned who they poison. Just ask Dow Chemical about, no, be damned, be damned, excuse me.
Yes, we do.
Bo Powell wasn't that long ago, my friend. Please, do not even fool yourself for a New York second that if they could get away with no regulation at all, they absolutely would do it. So you know what?
And
make them rise to the occasion. Make them do it. Make them inspire them.
That's what you said. You said that they don't want to. They absolutely want to. They're the ones the oil companies put the lobbyists in to put it before the Senate to drill in Anwar, and the Senate said
drilling
no.
Drilling in Anwar, stupid. Guess why? How much oil do you think's there?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Research it. About one half of one day. Bye-bye. It's just it's a little more than that, but really not much. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to take 10 years to drill it, and it's going to last about a half year at U.S. consumption, and they're probably going to sell it to the Chinese. Do not fool yourself. This is stupid. Do some research. No. Excuse me. Do your research. Anwar makes no sense. Logically, business-wise, or any other way.
It's a fungible commodity. That's the whole point of it.
I'm sorry. No, they're doing it all the time to you. They're dealing behind your back in Iran. They've been doing it for years. The oil companies have been in Iran for years. Please, they're trying to make deals now to control the oil in Iraq. And believe you me, they'll sell it to anybody they can.
It goes into a large pool.
I'm sorry.
What a fungible commodity is. It goes into a large pool, and it gets. Just listen to me for a minute.
I am listening to you. And you know what? They spike the prices. They fix the prices. They do it. We have to sit on them all the time.
At the beginning of your program, the first thing you said was that you don't want to subscribe to all these conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
It's an open
I'm telling,
market.
No, facts. Facts.
Market.
Facts bear me out. Facts bear me out. If you don't think OPEC fixed the prices, go check your facts. If you don't think Venezuela fixed the prices, go check your facts. If you don't think Exxon tried to escape out of responsibility out of Exxon Valdez's spill, please go check your facts. If you think Anwar is such a great place to drill, go to Sierra Club's website, do some opposition research, check them out, see how much sense it makes, because it makes virtually no sense at all. But go ahead and double check me. Please double check me. I'm happy to stand on the facts. It's 6:20. I'm Aaron Hart filling in on Mario Solis Mauricio's show. I really am happy to. Happy to. Anwar makes no sense. Don't let them propagandize you. That's exactly what they're doing. 303-713-7600. Besides, do you want a business where you have to pressurize water or whatever the hell else it is in order to force the oil to go up and then go up so that you can lick it off your spoon? No. It's really not like Texas tea. It isn't like you stick a pipe in the ground, it comes shooting up, and ooh, look, magic. Here it is. 6:20, I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on Mario's show. Please call me, 303-713-7600. Love to hear from you, even if I disagree, as you can probably tell. Ricardo, you're coming up next. And stand by for traffic, as Rick reminds me, with Scott Boylan, I believe it is, on AM 760 Colorado Progressive Talk. Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Mario all week this week, except for Thursday, when I wasn't really a native of Greeley because I'm from Nunn, but Polly Bacco will be filling in. Now, here's the thing. She's done a lot of service to our country. I've known about her since I was a kid. Anyway, here's the thing. Keefe, I think if you think drilling is a great idea, you should really rethink that, because many things don't make sense about it. And part of the problem is that it takes so long to extract anything. It's not going to help us now. So we might as well, look, the handwriting is on the wall. We're running out of supplies. We're running out of ways to do it. And yes, the oil company companies may be working on new and cheaper ways to do it, but it's not really helping. Ricardo and Golden, you've been waiting a long time. Thank you for waiting, and thanks for calling.
Aaron.
Ricardo.
I just wanted to say amen, sister.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You've had a ton of people calling you up and beating you up. I just wanted to say thank you. I don't have the patience that you do, and I might stumble over my words. I listen to AM 760 to help me develop the charismatic nature in order to be able to disagree with these idiots. I am in the foreclosure preservation industry.
Ooh.
I got into this industry because I was kicked out on my rear end after I just paid my landlord his rent money. And within 2 weeks, I was removed from my apartment.
Yeah.
I took that very personal. I got into this industry. And to know that I have to drive 300 miles on average per day in my large oil-consuming vehicle, pulling a trailer, removing debris, throwing it in landfills, and continuing to do everything that I stand against because of the, as a byproduct of the current economic administration, it's very frustrating for me. And to hear these goofballs communicate their support for the continued Bushonomics is just very, very disheartening. And I don't understand how. I really don't understand how. And unfortunately, I just bite my lip a lot of times because I'm a very physical person. And it's amazing. I've seen families that otherwise should not have been given a loan, should still be renting years later. And, you know, everybody... Well, not everybody. A lot of people that I talk to, they shouldn't have got that loan. They shouldn't have known this. They shouldn't have known that. You know, where is the liability here?
Yeah.
You know, I moved out here to Colorado 4 years ago from Florida, and I cannot begin to tell you, and I'm sure that it was nationwide, how overnight the housing appraisal market boomed. People that didn't know anything about the difference between a house and an automobile, other than one went inside the other in a specified location, all of a sudden became home appraisers overnight.
Sure.
All of a sudden, a $116,000 house was valued at $288,000. Where are those people?
You know, I know. It's just criminal. And people are now complaining about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac saying, well, they should be allowed to fail. And it's like, what, like the silver? You know, here's what I was reminded of today. You're probably too young to remember, but the Bush family went after our money once before with the savings and loan. You know, they collapsed the savings and loans, the Bush boys. And I never thought they'd ever get in charge of anything else again. And here they are, you know, they're back. And I'm sure you didn't enjoy Jebby down in Florida either. So I won't be as rude as to call them the crime family, but I got to tell you something. They are pretty bad, and I don't ever, ever, ever want to let them near my bank account ever, ever, ever again, ever. I don't want to let John McCain, who, by the way, helped strike down a law. There was an amendment to the Anwar bill that was struck down that asked that the oil extracted would remain in the U.S., and guess which senator helped strike it down, according to what I've heard? Wow. John McCain. So you know what? please, that guy, by the way, who called in, thinks, oh, yeah, John McCain isn't going to let it go out of the country. Yes, he is. They all are.
Please. I just wish that.
Now, listen, I'm thinking about you, my friend. And, Ricardo, I want you. I just had a vision when you were talking to me about the foreclosing. You should check out Getting Green Training. It's the new hot thing right now. Community colleges have it. I don't know whether Ames Community College has it or some Arapahoe or Metro. I don't know which one's closest to you. But check it out. I mean, maybe there's a way you could get yourself, because green, I'm telling you, wind turbines, everything, they're going to be going up all over Lyman, Colorado. Because if T. Boone Pickens and the other wealthy people in this country are forced to help us build an infrastructure to get the power lines, because that really is all that's holding it up, let's take advantage of some of that blowing hard out on the Eastern Plains and get it going to run Denver, by golly.
Absolutely. Well, the one thing that I have in my benefit, I came out of the cabinetry industry to get into this industry, and the cabinet industry that I got it that I was in was the European contemporary market, and by sheer nature, they're all ISO 9000 factories over there.
Yeah.
Most of those plants are all robotics. All of their products are all green. And fortunately, I'm very thankful to be living in an area where green means something to people.
True.
Yeah. My family that's still down in Florida, my father's in the exact same, he's still in the industry. I used to be in the cabinet industry. Mm. I was like, Dad, what about the green down there? He goes, oh, you know, that's not the thing down here. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's amazing to me. So I'm real thankful. So I do have some understanding about the green. Unfortunately, I don't know how to correlate one with the other one. I just left a house where I had to pick up what we refer to as 30 cubic yards of debris.
Oh, gosh.
A cubic yard, if you may not know, for those people that are out there listening, all the Bushonomic supporters, 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet.
Yeah.
I just picked up 30 of those 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet. And I
you
had
just
to,
picked
what
up
do
a
I
house.
Do with it? Excuse me?
Well, a house. Thank you
absolutely.
So much. Thank you
thank
much.
You, Aaron. Thank you so
keep
much.
Keep us posted, Ricardo. Thanks for calling in. I'm Aaron Hart. It's 6:31. This is the Aaron Hart version of the Mario Solis Madrid Show. We're going to check in with Scott Boylan in traffic. We'll be right back with your phone calls, 303-713-7600 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thank you, Rick Ashton. Thanks, Chris Olinger. Thanks, everyone who helped arrange this show, Paul Carvalho here in Seattle. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. It's 6:35 in the evening. I'll be filling in for Mario Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thursday, look for Polly Baca, former senator and Clinton administration official, will be filling in. And also, I'm filling in all week next week for the talented Jay Marvin, who, by the way, is talking about a subject we opened up with, which was, wonder who that right-wing conservative who went and killed people in Knoxville was listening to. Yeah. I think it's Hannity, Limbaugh, Michael Savage especially. Sure. Probably Glenn Beck today, too, because he seems to be stealing his points from Rush Limbaugh, at least as far as I know. Okay, back to you, because you are important to this show. 6:36 it is, and I really do mean that when I say it. Doug in Westminster, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing, sweetie?
Pretty swell, Toots.
No, it's always lovely to hear your voice on the radio. I wish
you
were our afternoon regular.
Thank you.
Hey, we were talking about a whole bunch of things here. I'm just going to ramble for a second or two. The oil thing. Everybody wants to drill and all that, blah, blah. What I tell people now when they say drill, 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 I just simply say, do you have a garage? They say, yeah. I say, when you go home at the end of the day, pull the door down, leave the engine run, and see how long it's going to take.
Stop.
And then they look at me like, what kind That's of a right. stupid statement is that? And then I say, the world's atmosphere is one big garage door, and it doesn't open.
Ooh, okay.
How about it?
Yeah, you're not telling them to off themselves. You're telling them to think on the long range.
Right.
Please.
Right. Now,
gotcha.
Getting to Diaper John there, which we call him around here, or some people do.
We call him what?
Diaper John.
Oh, Diaper John.
Yeah.
Oh, that's mean.
DJ McCain.
DJ McCain.
I know.
That's mean.
But here's a guy. I mean, he's really got a clown suit. You're looking at all the problems that we have now with the mortgage industry, the oil industry. this guy's been sitting around with
the deficit being grander than it's been in ages.
Yeah.
Almost $500 million.
Right.
$1 trillion. Yeah.
But people don't understand and they don't want to know. It's like, I don't want to know what the real truth is. But McCain and Phil Graham and, I mean, we can go on, right? Isn't it DeLay and those boys, Kenny Boy, that did all this stuff to us?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you.
And they want more. And I'm sitting here going, let's see, food safety is in the tank. They've now not only taken my lovely spring onions, they've now taken my jalapenos from Mexico.
Uh-huh.
What the hell are they doing? You know, it's like, I'm sorry, I love jalapeno peppers more than I love most things, and I have to get them from down south because the ones grown up here, are wimpy. No offense to jalapeno, they're just not good. There's something about growing outside of a hot, dry climate that just doesn't suit jalapenos very well at all.
Absolutely.
So,
I work for a Hispanic family, and me and Dave, the father, we go round and round and round, and I finally shut him up today about the jalapenos coming out of Mexico. And I says, what's up, Dobby? And he's like, I don't want to talk about it. I said, no, you will talk.
Salmonella has been contaminating, and it was sold apparently in a local Walmart in Montezuma County.
Yeah.
So now it's hit home, you know. It's like, I'm sorry, and I'm not saying that Mexico is bad or
no,
that we shouldn't import peppers, but we have got to get a handle on food safety.
Well, they just don't have the inspectors because Bush cut the budget more than in half.
Cut it.
Am I correct in that, by the way? Did he cut that budget at least half?
Yes, but he also, I don't know whether it's half, but he cut it. Look, let's put it this way. These guys are all about, they call us a nanny state. Oh, you know, I don't think prudent rules. You don't let a kid run around and raise itself, right? These are the same people who want to raise their children to 10 commandments, which is fine by me. I like the 10 commandments. I follow them myself. Although I sort of agree with George Carlin, we could reduce them to 2. But on the other hand, I don't get it. They don't want any rules. They don't want any safeguards. They want anarchy. But if you gave them anarchy, they would hate it. And many of them are afraid of those conspiracies for wealthy people, but they hand over wealthy people anything they want on a regular basis. So I don't understand them. All I can tell you is I think of them as illogical, and that the only thing is once they become more informed, as is happening around the country, they register to vote Democratic. Thank you very much for your point and your call. I appreciate it. Cynthia in Denver, welcome.
Hi.
Cynthia.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You know what? I agree with you with the drilling.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. When I first tuned in today, I heard this lady talking about conspiracy.
Council on Foreign Relations.
Okay.
Yes.
And
we've invited Dennis Kucinich, by the way. Rick made 3 calls.
And isn't he a saint?
He's wonderful.
I love that man. But what I wanted to say was last
Gene
week,
Thomas, too. Go ahead.
I know you're from Seattle because you were saying you listen to Tom Hartman and he comes on after this program.
Yeah.
But last week, Randy Rhodes was on vacation, and this man, Harrison, and he gave this NSPD 51, and it's, swear to God, if you will look it up, it's all about George Bush staying in power.
Oh, please.
Yes.
Eesh.
And it just, you know, I'm a...
You know what? I think even the right-wing Republicans would want him out.
Well, a lot of them are in bed together, I'll tell you. I read the book called The Family.
Yeah.
And have you heard of that book?
I've read excerpts, yes.
And that opened my eyes quite a bit about, the way things work. So.
Eek. Well, now, you said NSPD 51?
NSPD 51.
I'm Googling it now. I'll check it out during the break.
And thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
You're just like a breath of fresh air for me.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's a new presidential directive that gives Bush's dictatorial powers. What else is new? 6:42, I'm Aaron Hart filling in on Mario Solis Martich's show. I'll be right back with more of your phone calls right after we hear from Scott Boylan about traffic. Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This is from InfoWars.com, just so you know. And it says that the new presidential directive gives Bush dictatorial power. I think I remember hearing something about this, that it was signed on May 9th, 2007. In the event of a catastrophic events, George W. Bush can become what is best described as a dictator. It reads, and he quotes, and he doesn't quote the whole thing, so I'm not sure. He says the full text is below. I'll try to capture that. But here is the pertinent sentence. The president shall lead the activities of the federal government for ensuring constitutional government. Well, that sounds kind of ambitious and ambiguous. I don't like any of the signing statements either. Sherry in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi,
but let's
how
face
are you?
It, I'm well, except that Bush pretty much ignores the law anyway.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to. Why is he going to start paying attention to it? He hasn't yet.
No.
That man, Eric, was that his name? The one who called in about the oil and all his rhetoric about, you know, that the left are to blame for everything. He's been calling on every station. He really doesn't care what you have to say.
Ah, he's just getting his propaganda out.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the old routine. If we say it enough, you'll start believing it.
Well, yeah.
You've seen McCain's ads about the oil.
Oh, yeah. And he tried the same thing with the gas tax. It's just that people listened to Obama and realized, oh, my gosh, they're kidding us. And the reality is, you know, they're still kidding us. It's just that offshore drilling has a lot more people. There are a lot more people working for private oil companies that can pay people to call up talk shows or whatever it is they do. There are also some honest brokers who actually work in the petroleum industry, who will tell you that it's going to take a really long time to do any of this stuff. And, you know, they're all about maximum profit. Their job is not to help the United States of America. Their job is to make as much money as fast as possible, as quickly as possible, with as little encumbrance as possible. That's their job. And you know, they don't believe necessarily in being ecologically sane. I wish they did. I mean, some of them, I think, are a little better than others. And, you know,
You really do? Even
I
with
do.
All those ads that are fake? I mean,
oh,
you know,
the BP ads and stuff? Actually, if you read some of their, I mean, I actually had, I do own a bit of oil stock, and it's in Total. But I've checked their website, and they're actually investing in wind and geothermal and everything else. So I went, you know something? They're okay with me. But, you know, I wouldn't necessarily own it in everyone. Mm-hmm. I would not.
You also told one of the callers about the green courses. I just spoke to somebody Saturday. Red Rocks is giving it.
Red Rocks has green courses?
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
The one, he told me there are two places. School of Mines, which he couldn't afford, and Red Rocks.
Cool. And I'm going to Google it because I'm kind of interested in moving into that area of expertise to increase my knowledge. I'd like to know some course. Of course, I'm up here right now, but you never can tell. I might try and move back down. We never know. It's tough when you have a house. It's not good to move these days, as you well know, if you don't have to.
That's right.
Yeah, you don't want to lose the equity in your house that you already contributed to and paid hard-earned money for. Definitely. And unless I sound like a mogul, I'm a very minor player in the stock market, extremely minor. But, you know, I have a 401k, and my broker asked me, do you want to totally rule it out? Because I think I can make you some money this way. And I went, you know, I'm going to do it as long as I make a deal with myself that I'll never deny it. So I don't. But I did look them up. They're a French company, actually. I believe in trying to find good ways to do things. And, you know, we're going to need everyone. Here's what I wish. I wish General Motors and all these other people who are now going, oh, yeah, maybe we should build environmentally sane cars. Oh, yeah, maybe you should. I wish they'd look at themselves and go, you know what, let's convert our plants. Let's convert our plants to finding a battery that'll last a long time so that we can all go solar. I want to build, you know, solar panels. I want to get into this. If I were the head of, and maybe I wouldn't make a good head of GM, but I'd be branching out, you know what I mean? I'd want to build other things. Thank you, Sherry, for your call. Okay, let's go to Dave. Oh, wait, let me make sure I don't have to go on a break. Dave?
Hey, Aaron.
All right, Dave, let's go.
Well, okay, besides really coal to liquids, which would be a competitor to drilled oil.
Coal's pretty dirty, but okay.
but it's effective. It would run factories. The governor of Montana
how about the mining? Mining ruining the earth. How are we solved that problem? Have we solved that yet? Are they restoring things?
Well, no. You know, I mean, the coal mines could be done like the modern mining done is in any strip mine, and they have to reclaim the land. That's basically part of the overhead.
I definitely force them to do that, you know, the cost of doing business.
Okay. And, of course, really Brazil making ethanol from sugar cane, we could import that. Right now there's a bigger import tax per gallon than there is a gas tax on gasoline.
I don't believe in raising ethanol from food. I prefer switchgrass, and we could grow it here. Go ahead.
Okay. And the third thing we need to do is we need to end immigration in the United States.
What?
Absolutely. Because, I mean, Americans are huge consumers of energy, right?
You're out of your mind.
No, you just don't want to address it because
it goes
against your
values. I'm happy to. Listen to me. Most European countries are in trouble for labor. Do you know why? Because they're not reproducing anymore. So in this country where I think the reproduction rate is 1.7, we will quickly be in the position of Europe if we're not careful. You need a certain amount of, besides, immigration makes our country thrive, makes it alive, and makes it survive. I like immigration. It makes
my
country diverse. You might in a minute. It makes it stronger. It makes it wiser. It makes it saner. Without immigration, we would have been a very, very sad imitation. We would have been limited and terrible. So I believe in immigration in a responsible, legal, and sane way. But I think immigration is just fine and dandy. Thank you.
There is no labor shortage, Aaron. There is no labor shortage.
Incorrect. Wrong. Just
no,
ask
there
the growers.
Is no labor shortage.
Call up the growers in Southern Colorado.
The companies want to pay.
Call up.
At the price the companies want to pay.
Call them up.
Please don't talk over me. That's
please
so rude
call
and
up
nasty
growers.
And bullying of
please
you.
Call up growers
you're
in Southern Colorado.
You're acting like a thug and a bully. Don't do this.
Is this going
to
be your method of dealing with me?
This is supposed to be an interaction.
It is? Then why don't you shut up when I talk?
I did shut up when you talk, and now I'd like you to pay me the same
And now you'd like to filibuster.
Courtesy.
How long would you like to talk? 20 seconds? That's about how long I talk.
30
Go.
Seconds.
Go. 20. Go.
Okay. There is no labor shortage. There's only a shortage of the price people want to pay. You don't need mobs of people to run an effective country. Mm. Sweden is a first world country with only 7 million people, and they do things as sophisticated as make airplanes. We have more than enough people in this
20
country
seconds.
To do all
okay.
the needs.
Okay, here's the thing.
And
that's your basic stance. Okay, you know what? You're incorrect. Look up your facts. Check out immigration. I know you won't because apparently you call other shows all the time and filibuster.
You're a thug and a bully and a nasty
me.
Person.
I gave you 20 seconds.
You betray every value you claim.
Excuse me.
Yes,
I gave you 20 seconds.
Every value you claim.
You're trying to set me up to make you out to be a bully. I'm not. I'm actually listening to you. I'm debating you and I'm opposing what you say because you're not logical. But it's fine with me if you want to call me names, if you think that works for getting your argument done.
All
but
I'd
it
like
really
to do
doesn't.
Is have an interaction with you.
Well,
what's
I just
so
did. Okay,
here's
the question. Here's the problem with your facts, so-called. Here's the problem. Growers.
What fact are you challenging on?
The fact that there isn't enough labor in the United States of America. First of all, there is not. There still isn't. And even if there was, I'd still want immigrants. I differ from you. I think they enrich and enliven and make my country a better place to live. You apparently, however, are frightened of immigrants. I'm not really sure why.
Less than half of our high school students graduate from high school.
But
what
that's
are they
our
going
students.
To do if all the low-skill jobs like checking groceries, like driving trucks, like working in warehouses, like building construction, are taken by immigrants?
Okay. You're really
don't
a
you
sad
have
man.
Any compassion for these people
Good,
who are...
Goodbye, sir. Have a nice life. Thank you. 554, wow. I understand why he calls every other show, because he's pretty provocative. But does he really make sense? Really, really, really? What's he frightened of? That teenagers won't be able to have low-paying jobs? You know what? I want better-paying jobs for everybody. How's that? Take that. Okay, Scott Boylan, it's your turn to be our well-paid traffic reporter. Go.